from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. This was interesting. On the pregame show, Texans kickoff, the network part of it, the last half hour leading up to kickoff. John Harris interviews Nick Caserio every week on the field before the game. It's like a 2 or 3 minute chat that the two of them have. And maybe this one sailed past me in other press conferences or conversations, but the clarity that Nick gave on the QB depth chart, and I feel like there was a message being sent to a trade-thirsty media and Texan fan base from last week. When Davis Mills, the coincidence, the confluence of circumstance that had J.J. McCarthy going out for the year with a knee injury, with Davis Mills missing like 3 or 4 practices, a lot of people going, oh, maybe he's being held out so he doesn't get hurt. Here was Nick Caserio on the QB depth chart heading into Saturday's game against the Giants.
Overall, it's been a good group. I mean, Davis, you know, he wasn't going to play regardless. You know, Davis is the backup quarterback, so he's not going anywhere. So between Case and Tim, probably have to make a decision on the third quarterback there. But overall, they've all had good springs. The big thing is just making good decisions, take care of the operation, get the ball out of your hand on time, understanding what they're doing on the other side of the ball, and just try to move the ball down the field. Hopefully, we can score some points.
Okay, so yeah, Case and Tim Boyle did that in their game, but the clarity there, like Davis is the backup quarterback and he's not going anywhere.
Right. When he was the backup quarterback last year too, right?
He
up
was.
Until they needed a backup quarterback.
Yes.
I do think that there's, when it just comes to that simple eyeball test of is he executing the offense, he checked off all the boxes that I needed to see. I think that in a one game situation where it was last year, I understand why they wanted to go with Case, but that for the same reason, you know, the next week after that Tennessee game in the Cleveland game, you can see where after more than one game as being the backup quarterback, Case's physical limitations as an aging quarterback are going to catch up to him. And that's where, look, I thought Case did really well in the preseason game, but that is where it's valid to say, right, it's versus vanilla defenses and backups and everything, where a veteran savvy quarterback can do really good things. And I think Case, I wouldn't be alarmed or panicked or think the world was ending if Case did have to start a couple of games, but I can see why they like Davis Mills better now. There's just a much different, there's a big difference physically between those two guys right now.
I agree. And I think Davis will be the backup. I do think he'll be here. You know, anytime a GM says he's not going anywhere, that could mean that there's teams that want him, and it's a, you know, you're digging your heels in trying to get more of a bounty in return. I doubt that's the case. I think Davis Mills will be the backup. Do you think Case is the third stringer on this team?
Yeah, I do too. I don't think. What's his face?
Tim Boyle.
Boyle. Boyle's not. No.
He's been better than I thought he'd be. He was atrocious for the Jets last year.
Yeah.
I mean, granted, it's against third stringers in training camp, not against starting.
I think, yeah, well, I guess that would be the other thing. If it, I mean, some teams treat the third string quarterback like you want a Matt Hasselbeck type, you know, that's, you know, on into his aging years, he's just the veteran savvy guy that can be a mentor for younger players. Some want a guy that they think can be developed into a starter. I don't think that Tim Boyle is a guy that they think of as being developed into the starter. No. So I think the Texans are still going to stay with, hey, we got a quarterback in the, we got a quarterback. And more, you know, we talked to Matt Schaub about this before the game, about his role in Atlanta when he was there as a backup the second time around.
Yeah.
Older guy, had been with Kyle Shanahan and knew the system. And he was a resource not for Matt Ryan necessarily, but for all the young receivers and everybody else that has questions about things. It kind of offloads the starting quarterback's coaching duties in some respects.
Yeah, a little bit. And I think and that is Case. And, and Case, he's got history with Stephon Diggs, you know, in case this halcyon period of honeymoon that we're in with Diggs ever starts to go a little sideways.
Do you think Case can be the sun's going down guy?
A little bit,
you can kind of like coax the Hulk and be like, all right, the sun is going down, the sun is going down.
That's exactly what I think.
He's What's-Her-Face, the good-looking woman there that does that in the movies, Ben. Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, Scarlett Johansson, yeah.
Case
can
be Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's what I always think when I see Case. I'm like, you got a Scarlett Johansson vibe to you, bro. Now, I do think, I'm with you. I think Case is the third stringer. Now, the interesting thing will be they've got this new rule now where they can put, he'll be the emergency
QB.
They can put him on the practice squad and just call him up from the practice squad every week.
Right.
So that saves a spot on the roster.
It saves a spot on the roster. The only hazard there is that when he's on the practice squad, he's a free agent.
He could get yoinked.
Right. So if let's say a team like the Vikings decides after 2.5 quarters of Sam Darnold that Sam is not the one.
Good call.
Right, that they might say like, oh boy, what, is there anything better than Sam Darnold out there? Oh, we've got, there are, you say.
Case.
Yeah, Case is on a practice squad somewhere.
Right. Case probably still has a townhome up in Minnesota, you know.
Hunting season's coming up.
Yeah.
You know, he could be there.
Big
right
outdoorsman.
Around.
Yeah.
That's what they would do for Case instead of bringing him into the stadium and showing a highlight reel of himself or something. They would just pick him up from the airport and drop him off in the woods.
Yeah.
You remember this? Look at all these cornfields these deer are eating off.
He got re-signed to the Texans while he was sitting in a deer lease.
Right.
He's up in a tree and he gets a call from Bill O'Brien. Hey, can you come in and play week 16 and 17 for us?
Those corn-fed bucks up there, man. Ooh. Giants.
2-0, by the way, in those two starts. You pull Case out of a deer lease, he wins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he wins. Text message, I like Simone Biles' husband. That would be Jonathan Owens. Saying he didn't know who she was before the first date. Not sure I believe that. I actually believe Jonathan Owens.
Yeah, because he's...
That was on the Pivot podcast,
The Olympics aren't what they used to be. You know, it's not like it's this all-encompassing. You know, when we were kids growing up, and you knew all the Olympic champions, it was such a big deal. Everything's just so segmented now and partitioned where people are just, they don't, you're not aware of every celebrity.
Text message, I feel like there has to be like a dozen player wives that get mad at their husband for smiling too much during a Kay Adams interview.
Oh, I guess she's so
flirty. She's very charming. Well, she's, okay, now she's supposedly, according to TMZ, dating Daniel Jones, and you said earlier that you had been hit with a bunch of people thinking that Daniel Jones got cut by the Giants because of some fake Twitter stuff.
Right.
Maybe they misconstrued it. Maybe Kay Adams dumped him, and that's what they saw.
Oh, maybe she did.
Yeah,
she watched the Texans game. She's like, oh.
Got cut by Kay Adams.
Thanks for at least making me right in my predictions for the Texans for 1 week, but not at this cost.
Right.
I can't be dating you.
No.
That's the funny thing is, in that relationship, Daniel Jones would be the Yoko Ono.
Yes.
Even though he plays in the city that killed John Lennon, he would be the Yoko Ono in that instance.
As you pointed out Friday.
He's dragging her down.
Yep, indeed. Hey, that music means we're done. Handing the baton to John Harris Radio for the day. Yeah.
Good job on the call, John Harris. You and ND and Kugler are awesome.
Great job. Great job.
Very informative.
Very, very. John Harris, Mark Vandermeer. It's Texans Monday coming up next. And stay tuned all day long. The new mystery host unveiled at 10 a.m. today on the show.
I'll be here for him.
And it's a Texans Ticket Tuesday tomorrow.
I'm going to give him an uncomfortable hug.
Make note of that.
Hug him and hold it for a while.
That'll be 10 a.m. today. A new era begins here at Sports Radio 610.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.